today. I'm just sitting out here waiting on Bernice to come out of the doctor's office.
I gotta do that myself today. I got a couple of them over in Anderson I gotta go see.
I hate to get out there on that I-85, I'll tell you for sure.
We could get on 85 to go, but yeah, we always take some back roads, get there just as soon. Yeah, I got one at 11:45, and then I got another one about 2:30, I think.
Bills and bills when you get our age. Oh, well, I pulled over here in the shade anyways. I was in the sun. The only thing is, with the windows down, you still get the road noise. Well, you got a plan for the day. I really don't have anything. We had some eggs we was going to take down to the daughter, but she says she doesn't need them today necessarily, so I think we'll just wait till tomorrow, and the eggs will wait.
Sister-in-law's coming over, and she's going to borrow my old Ford truck. She got something she bought and needs it to go get it. Let her borrow that old truck from time to time.
Hers gets very little use either. I have a 2011 Tacoma, and it's only got 50-some thousand miles on it. But it seems like the only time we drive it is to go to the dump, mostly. And then I just drive it for the heck of it now and then, to keep it exercised, I guess you would say.
Ford. Got about 130,000 miles on it, and it sits too much. But I kind of hate to get rid of the thing.
The insurance on them's so high. I can't tell you exactly what it is, but it ain't cheap. And you gotta keep insurance on them of all types. Because you never know who's going to run into you anymore that don't have a license.
One of the reasons insurance has gone up, because there's so many people out here that don't bother with the insurance. They just steal the tag off of somebody else's car and put it on theirs and go down the road.
Reprint the paper license tags after they buy a vehicle or steal it, and then they just keep updating the paper tags until they get caught.
Yeah, always trying to beat the system. I'm out here at the gazebo. My wife's got a couple of koi ponds, and I got a magnetic antenna on the roof of the gazebo, and got this little Olenco handy talkie I'm using.
Fine. I haven't been on this morning. I heard Dave Watson and Dave, the HVAC guy, and I thought I heard Shane ID there one time, but I wasn't near the radio at the time. I think Dave was he was going to the trash dump this morning with the compactor.
Talked to Patrick and some of them pretty early this morning, about 5 o'clock this morning. Coming in, going to work.
Patrick has to get up early. I think he said around 4 o'clock in the morning. Wow, that would stink.
Got a pretty good little ride out of North Carolina to get down here, you know, to where he does his business with his tool truck.
It's Brevard, but it's quite a ways up there. I've looked at it on the map. He's a hard-working fellow, I'll tell you, Dave.
I've been through there one time, but it's been a while.
Just don't get out and travel much. Especially not lately, with Bernice needing a new hip. I don't know what, takes them so long down here to get you scheduled, but it does. And then my friend John on the radio at night up towards Raleigh, guy, he just scheduled his not long ago, and he's already set up for one in November.
Stuff scheduled, and sometimes you can't. Yeah, I'm sitting here watching some squirrels playing in the yard and in the trees, and I kind of think it's funny because my nephew come over a few weeks back and he was going to squirrel hunting. Didn't see the first squirrel. They seem to know when somebody got a rifle or something around.
And they like to eat coaxial cable on things you're not supposed to. As long as they stay out beyond about 50 yards and they're in good shape, if they get any closer than that, well, they're not welcome.
Been really, really lucky. I haven't had them chewing on my coax yet. And I've got some coax around here that they could definitely get to, but real fortunate and they haven't shown any interest, I guess, because, like you said, you got plenty of nuts laying around in the yard. You think they'd chew on them, but yes, sometimes animals, you just don't know what their motivation is.
GR Mobile. Yeah, Dave, we got several hickory trees and then the oak trees. I'm telling you, I never seen so many acorns in my life. You just almost fall down on them at times. I try to keep them blowed away, but I got a bad shoulder and that leaf blower's an 80 volt one and it's very heavy. And it always messes up my shoulder for a couple of days here lately. But you just can't hardly stay ahead of them.
I got a tree right beside the garage. Those things come to falling and sound like somebody's hitting the tin roof with a ball bat sometimes. It made it so loud.
Got in the what I call the tin barn, and one of those big hickory nuts falls on that thing. It sounds like a rifle shot. It's deafening, and they even wake me up at night sometimes. But those hickory nuts are big around as a golf ball. Country. Now it's just kind of out in the country with all of the immigration from the north, I guess you would say. That's where most of them come from. And then and I am one of those. We come from Kansas 14 years ago, but they're coming more in swarms now. And they built 400 houses over about a mile to the west of us. And the highway is just jammed now anytime you go up and down it. So it makes it very difficult to even get out on the highway at times.
My brother-in-law bought a house there in Malden, and over the last few years they've just thrown up subdivisions all around him, and they haven't built up the infrastructure. I mean, it's still the same little two-lane roads, and same water, same sewer system. I mean, nobody's doing no real planning with this. I mean, they got all these houses just so close together, you could see your neighbor in his house just looking out the window from your house. And I like being out here in the country. It's kind of inconvenient if I want something from the store, but I got close to it. It's nice and quiet.
Kansas, and even in town, it was normally nice and quiet. And then they started buying up the all the older houses where we lived at and making them rental houses. And that rented out area, loud stereos, loud parties, drugs, you name it. So we moved down here to be by the grandchildren. They live in a nice division south of 14 and Pelham down there. Different pay grade than ours, but we got a nice home and 1.2 acres. But they sold 120 acres over behind us here last year. And some guy's building three houses. Thank God they're not utilizing it for development. Boy, he's going to have him a mosquito heaven back there in the middle of that timber, I'll tell you. And it's all sand, so I don't know. They're bound and determined they're going to build something back there. It's they've got a road built back there now with rock on it, but it's still pretty boony back there, so I don't know if he made the right decision there or not. It used to be just farm ground behind us.
Some kind of hunting land over here. The hunt club has got a good bit of it rented. The person that owns it was trying to sell it, but haven't had much luck since the county dump moved down here. Nobody really wants to put in a sub-development real close to the county dump, so, and most of the time the aroma from the county dump don't make it all the way down my road, so it's not really bothering me much.
And they tend to those pretty carefully anymore. They line them and vent them, and they have compactors and stuff like that. So, at most of them, that compact station up by us is really nice and handy. It's about 2 miles north of us. And so we just take our own trash once a week. No reason to pay somebody to do it when it's that close. And it's, usually not all that crowded until it gets around the holidays. But, I don't know. I just hate to see somebody moving back there behind us. My neighbor is really unhappy about it. I just figure c'est la vie, and so life goes. And the man bought the land, and he paid for it, so that's his business.
Wife's letting me know if we need to get going to my first appointment, so I'll catch you a little later. You have a good day, and maybe y'all won't be tied up with the doctors too long. Talk to you later. KF4NXY.
Hey, David, thanks for riding along with me here. I'm just sitting here out in front of the Mountain View Family Medicine Center. It shouldn't be too much longer, I hope. This individual's different. Sometimes they take a long time. Sometimes you're in and out. Take care, Devin. KF4NXY and 0TR73.